You got all the top guys discounting like crazy, like you've never seen before. You got companies like Groupon offering huge discounts, 50% off your meal. And those create issues because now all of a sudden people look at you and they question you, why aren't you discounting? Because perception becomes reality. When somebody used to pay $50 for a meal, now they can pay $25. They feel like they're getting a really good deal. Well, there's no free lunch out there. So either the portions are getting cut, the quality's being, you know, traded down. There's something out there because you can't afford to give a meal for half of what you used to sell it for 3 years ago. So you have issues like that. Then you have the guys below you offering the 99-cent specials. So we used to have a big gap in the middle, what we call it, our casual dining, where we had, you know, from, you know, the fast fooders that weren't really competition. And then you had the high-end restaurants that weren't really competition. Well, when they started discounting and the people, you know, in behind me are trying to offer better premium burgers and all that, you can feel the pinch. So those are the things that you just have to deal with. And what does that mean? You just got to be better at what you do. You got to find out what is it that you're good at and focus on that. You got to hone in the message. Yes, we're giving you great value. Yes, we're giving you good portion. We're giving you good product. And you really have to stick to your guns. Because as soon as you start discounting, we know what happens, right? You become a commodity. You're no longer a brand. And now you're really in big trouble. So some of the restaurants that started going down that slope, it's hard for them to come back. And so they've gotten creative in how they deliver the message. So as long as you don't say 50% off, you got to come up with a different thing. Hey, maybe it's that early bird menu. So there's different ways to address the same issue. And everybody's challenged because no matter what part of the food chain you're in, you're going to have a different battle. So the high-end guys are finding that, hey, maybe people are not coming out once every other week. They're coming once every 3 weeks. Well, that's 30% loss, right? So depending on who you are, you got different battles. And then there's a lot of messaging that people are getting really creative with, and there's big chains, small chains doing it. When they're talking about locally sourced product, they're talking about natural product, they're talking about organic. So there's a lot of what I call fluff, because if you're in Orange County, I'm going to tell you, it's very hard to get locally sourced products from anything because land is too expensive. So if you think about it, you know, when somebody's saying that to you, what portion of that meal is actually locally sourced? It might have been the little seasoning. They might have gotten a couple of branches of oregano or something like that, where they can literally grow on the rooftop. But when they're telling you that this, and the entire menu is locally, be a little smart. Step back and figure it out. When was the last time you drove by a farm that had all these chickens and cows and all that? I mean, be smart and figure it out that there's no such thing around here. So what? How far do you go to be able to call yourself that? So people are labeling things, but it's maybe 10% of the menu may be that quality, and the rest isn't. But the consumer is not that aware of it. So you should question, you know, when you're looking at somebody and say, hey, this is local fish. Well, we're in the dead of winter. Is there anything as such as local fish? I'm not sure. You know, so you got to be smart, you know, so use a little common sense, you know, because there just isn't that much product out there that can qualify to be all this at that price. Because if it's local, if it's organic, if it's all those, you're going to be paying so much for it, you can't afford to eat it. So unless you're going to a $100 plate situation, you really have to question how much of that list is actually what it is. And those are some of the issues we're facing right now.